The rent is too damn high. Mortgage rates over 7%. Average home price is hitting record highs. So couples can't afford to leave their home, even if they're getting divorced. Jennifer Hargrave is the owner and managing partner of Hargrave Family Law in Dallas. Jennifer, are you running into situations where divorced couples have to stay physically together? And how does that work out?
Well, it definitely is a factor. You know, back when interest rates were really low, it was easier for people to refinance and take advantage of those low rates and get their ex off the mortgage if they were going to be keeping the house. But with the increased mortgage rates, it definitely creates a challenge. So we have to do some creative problem solving. And sometimes that does mean that couples will continue to occupy a residence, at least maybe during the divorce process. But, you know, again, we have to get creative.
Jennifer, if you had to just ballpark it, how many of the divorces that you deal with are amicable? In other words, they could do this. And how many of them are not pretty, which I know is the downside to family law? This is the not pretty part.
Yeah, you know, I think the question I like to ask is how many divorces could be amicable? Because I think what I always want people to understand is you can fight. You can fight a lot over a lot of things. And you can, you know, put a lot of money in divorce lawyers' pockets. But the truth is, most of the time, this is a business transaction. And we need to understand it's a legal process, not necessarily a justice process. So you're not always going to be made whole, but we really like to help our clients make strategic decisions when it comes to negotiating the outcomes. And so in our practice, we find probably about 70% of our cases are able to settle without having to use the court system.
Well, that's great to know, too. How much, yeah. How well, you know, we both know people, and I don't know if you've been married before, Jennifer. I haven't. My wife was married once before, does not get along with her ex. But I talk to people and they go, oh, I get along great with my ex. And when you do you run into a lot of people that can get along with their exes or at least can be, you know, civil?
Yes.
Good.
Come into it with the right mindset. We have people all the time who are, you know, getting along better with their ex after the marriage than they were during the marriage. But, you know, the truth is friendship is not always the goal post-divorce.
Right.
We have to make sure we keep from making our lives worse. And if we're still stuck in those feelings of hurt and those feelings of, you know, revenge and so forth, then life is going to be really difficult. And so we love to help our clients keep focused on the things that matter, their relationships with their children, extended family, and really protecting the assets that are going to make their next chapter, you know, better.
Right. Jennifer Hargrave is the owner and managing partner of Hargrave Family Law in Dallas. So if we have a larger number of people who have to live together during the divorce process or even afterward because of the cost of housing, rent going up, mortgages are high, and then, of course, the price of the home itself is higher and higher and higher. Do you sit down with your clients or do you negotiate with, say, the other party's attorneys and say, look, I mean, do we tell our clients that they should stay together in the house or, you know, do you coordinate with their attorneys? I don't know how that works.
Yeah, I mean, the first thing I want people to do is to be educated and empowered to make decisions. So we'll sit down and we'll look at different options. Sometimes we'll bring in a financial planner to assist with forecasting, you know, cash flow and use of money. We have to make good use of credit oftentimes in the divorce process. But what I really want people to know and understand the ramifications of their decision because this is their life. So I'm not telling people what to do, but we play it out. We look and see, look, if you keep the house, this is what happens. You know, your assets are all tied up. How are you going to pay your bills and so forth? If you liquidate the house, what options do you have? You know, what kind of properties are in the market right now? Can you go buy a property for cash? Or does it make sense to rent at least in a short-term period, get yourself settled? So I'm having those conversations with my client and helping them look at what the best options for them. And then most of the time, divorces get settled in mediation. And mediation is a great process. Everybody who's going through a divorce should get educated on the mediation process because that's where most things get settled. And so, you know, we settle the case of mediation. Of course, if we don't settle it, then we go to court and we let the judge decide who keeps the house and who pays the bills.
Yeah, but the mediation is always the preferred method, right?
It's, yeah.
Sometimes you just have to hold your nose and go into it and take the deal.
Well, I start to cut your losses. And that can be a smart thing to do.
All right. Jennifer Hargrave, owner and managing partner, Hargrave Family Law in Dallas. Jennifer, great having you on the show. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you so much.
And thanks for that perspective. Yeah, look forward. We'll have you on again. I'm looking forward to it.